Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to more of what you want to hear. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
With the 15th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft.
In a world decimated by lack of talent.
Second down, Newton trying to set up a screen. He's picked.
A new champion emerges from the ashes.
New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
Starring Bill Belichick.
Mac, he's just got a lot of learning in front of him. I know he's very anxious to get going on it and get started.
Josh McDaniels.
As far as Cam is concerned, I couldn't ask anything more of him. And personally, it's my responsibility, and I'm accountable to the performance of the offense.
And introducing Mac Jones.
Hey, guys, it's Mac Jones here.
As QB1.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
The Patriot.
Go Pack.
Coming soon to a stadium near you.
This is what I wanted all along, and I can't wait to play for really the greatest franchise in NFL history.
Can't come soon enough, as far as I'm concerned. And if Cam Newton starting week one, which is going to drive me crazy. The question from one Andy Hart is, with Mac Jones, can you win a Super Bowl? Yes, you can. Yes, you can win a Super Bowl with Mac Jones as your quarterback. Yes. Is he going to be an MVP? I mean, I don't know about that.
Well, usually the quarterback is.
Not necessarily. Not in that
year. I didn't
year.
Say every year. I said usually.
No, but I mean, look. They did it with Brady. If you did it with Brady in 01, you could do it.
Okay, let me make the question harder.
It is a possibility with Mac Jones.
Let me make the question harder. Will the Patriots win a Super Bowl with Mac Jones? Don't make faces. It's radio. We're not on TV anymore.
I don't know yet.
Okay, good talk.
I don't know.
Hot take Tangway apparently took the week off, and we got this guy, the puddle of goo that goes,
all right, well, you tell me.
No.
Why are you so emphatic about that?
I don't think he's good enough. I think you win Super Bowls in modern times mostly because of your quarterback.
Because somebody has to make a play.
Yeah.
Somebody has to make a play.
Before we get Eli Mannings and Joe Flacco's, they weren't great quarterbacks.
No,
they were great when they needed to be to win a Super Bowl. So Mac would have to go on that great run. And I have my doubts as to what his ceiling is. I think Crapsheet said it right after the draft that his floor is Andy Dalton, and the hope is that his ceiling is much better than that. If he's anywhere near Andy Dalton, you don't win a Super Bowl. Because Andy Dalton was good enough to get the Bengals to the playoffs.
Right.
And then they would lose. He'd throw
a
pick.
Yeah, but don't you
lose.
Think Andy Dalton would have been better playing with Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick and with that roster?
Probably. But would he be good enough to win the AFC title? You know, remember Tom Brady on third down in Kansas City a couple years? Like, is he that? Does he have that in him? And I know it's unfair of me to now to say, no, he doesn't. But I have doubts. I have doubts as to whether he can put an offense on his back for a game, a quarter, a half, whatever it need be, and carry them.
I think Belichick's age is the factor.
Oh, go ahead.
I do think that if Belichick, he's 69 years old, how longer is he going to be coaching? Is he, wait, you like that? Wait, what are
he's 69.
Oh, God, how old are you? Jeez.
69.
Oh, my God. But if Bill was a younger guy...
Totally derailed you.
Well, stupid jokes like that just annoy the hell out of me.
God forbid we have fun on a Sunday morning doing sports.
No, I'm fine.
That's my guy.
Yeah, I'm having fun. 69. My God.
One more. I got 69 touchdowns.
Oh, God, Gronk. Another one.
No, I mean, I think if Bill Belichick was a younger guy and was going to be around longer, I think, yes, I would say that. But I don't know. What's Bill got? One, two more years?
Oh, whoa, whoa. You three, only think four? Bill has a couple more years left?
I don't know.
One of the great information men in the NFL world. Say differently.
I think he literally never retires. From the sense I get, he's extremely excited about working with a young quarterback, teaching a young quarterback, grooming a young quarterback. He hasn't done it since Tom Brady. I think Bill Belichick will probably coach, forever. And Mac Jones is going to be one.
I mean, stop it. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's not a real
prediction.
Ian Rappaport
is the great information man of the NFL Network.
You don't like him, and you just want to dump on him.
Well,
so that's
fine. Say, even his own point was stupid. He hasn't done it since Brady. Didn't he groom Garoppolo?
Right.
Like 6 years ago?
No, he did.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. Forever?
But I don't. If Bill was younger, I would say yeah.
But could it,
I would say yes, he could win a Super Bowl with Bill Belichick and with Josh McDaniels. But because I don't know if, see, listen, we've knocked Bill, the general manager.
You have, certainly.
Totally, of course. And you have too. Everybody has.
Robert has.
I mean, and the guy that matters.
LRC, lower right corner.
The guy that matters has knocked him, all right? And he's made the call, and everybody knows that Bill is not drafted well. But Bill, the football coach, you cannot dispute his ability. You just can't. He's the best in the game.
I think he literally never retires.
Yeah, don't play that. I hate that. That's dumb.
Why do you hate everything this morning?
No. I just hate you right now. No. I think that is just, it's ridiculous. He's just spewing hyperbole. But I think if Bill Belichick was younger, and I say 5-6 years in, yeah, I think you could say, because I don't know where Mahomes is going to be then. Where are all these other guys going to be? What do the other teams look like? But in the next 2-3 years, do I think the Patriots will win a Super Bowl with this guy quarterback? No, because I think the competition is going to be too great. 5 years from now, 6 years from now, if he's their quarterback, I think they could. But I don't think Bill's going to be around to be the coach. That's the problem.
Now, I agree
with
you.
So there's your answer.
I agree with you in general that you look at Kansas City and say, Mahomes, now they have an offensive line. They still have weapons. Like, he's under contract, so it's not even like the contract's going to balloon. They have a fixed cost for
him.
Where
does Aaron Rodgers go? Or does he stay?
But
I don't know.
That's the other issue. Maybe Mahomes is out of Kansas City in 4 years. I know that's stupid now, but the NFL has gone crazy. Where quarterbacks want out you think are franchise QBs.
They all want to be LeBron James.
Well, no, they want to be
Tom Brady.
They all want to be Tom Brady.
Well, Brady was LeBron James. He picked his destination.
Correct. It's the NBAification and ruination of the National Football
League.
But
you know something, though? It's funny you say that, because did Brady pick his destination, or were there not a lot of suitors?
Well, there weren't, but he picked the one that was really well set up
for him. One that worked.
Yeah, and was obviously set up for him. Now, maybe he could have done the same thing with the Chargers. I don't know. I thought the Chargers were a pretty good team, all-around team, when he was choosing to go there. But, you know, long-term in the NFL is suddenly year-to-year. Last August, Deshaun Watson signed a 4-year, multi-billion dollar, whatever, Google extension. And now he's got 22 counts of sexual assault on the books. He's never going to play for the Texans. Like, think about that. How quickly. Aaron Rodgers was
so
the MVP.
Why
wants out.
But why are you so emphatic that it's a no?
Well, it's about Mac Jones. I'm talking about your point.
Okay, but is it about Mac Jones, or is it about the competition?
So you just think everybody else will fall on their face?
I don't know, but
so
that's
bad.
My point. Is I think that if Bill Belichick was younger and was going to be around longer, I think Bill Belichick could coach and Josh McDaniels could coach Mac Jones to a Super Bowl. Yes, I do. But I don't think Bill's going to be here.
Why? You don't think getting Mac Jones might actually take away crap sheets, idiotic, he's going to coach forever?
Yeah, I mean, that's stupid.
But could it rejuvenate him?
Well, if you're
like tack a couple years on,
sure. So maybe he's 71.
Like another year, like last year, probably shaved a year off the back end, right?
Right.
But if he gets Mac Jones and he's like, oh no, this kid's good. I see what he can be. Like that could tack a few years on.
Here's my problem with Bill: is he going to delegate to the right people?
Yeah, look at him in the draft room. He's asking everybody.
I understand that.
He asked Bart Simpson.
Is he going
to? And by the way, everybody likes to point out like Josh is gone, but let's just say his coaching staff moving forward stays Josh McDaniels on offense, Steve Belichick on defense.
Which Paul Feinbaum ripped him for.
And then Matty P kind of doing whatever he do.
Does that make you feel good, Matt Patricia?
Does it make me feel good? It doesn't matter. Does it make Bill Belichick feel good? Does it help him? Does it allow him to, you know, give duties out, parse things out? Because you know what the first thing I thought of last night when Bill dropped the bomb? Because as far as I know, no one had any indication Ernie Adams was done, was retiring. And that's his right-hand man, right? The field. That's going to be Matt. Like, my first, research, projects, offense, defense.
It is going to be
pre-game, stand there with their and looking at things. I feel like Matt Patricia was made to be
Bill's right-hand man like Ernie.
Yeah, he's a scientist.
Yeah.
He's a scientist.
Ernie Adams, I don't know if people know, is like a day trader, a stock market smart guy, other than football, but also a football savant, whatever.
Right, he's brilliant.
And Matt Patricia, we all know, is the aerospace guy, blah, blah, blah. I think that could be a nice swappage of Matt Patricia slides into that vague Ernie Adams role, and that will help do what? Extend Bill.
I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay?
Yeah, you know, see, the beauty of it is, when did Ernie Adams speak to the media?
Never.
So, Matt, one thing you stink at, we've learned in Detroit, is talking to the media. You're not going to have to do that anymore in your new role here in New England as research director.
But we don't know if Matt Patricia is going to be any good at the job. And as we have learned, guys have to get up to speed. My point is at 74, 75 years old, do you think that Bill Belichick will still be coaching this team?
Well, 6 years from now, that's a long time.
Well, I think that that may be the time when Mac Jones might get to a Super. I don't think
should know by then. Even if he hasn't done it, you should know he can.
Okay, but Andy, you said no. Mac Jones will not get to a Super Bowl with the Patriots. He will not win a Super Bowl
with
the
Patriots.
He will not win a Super Bowl with the Patriots.
I don't think he's good enough. Is that okay? Am I allowed to have that as a football genius?
I think he's good enough if Bill Belichick sticks around. But I don't think he'll be there that long. And I don't know about Josh as a head coach. I don't know.
So you think
if Bill Belichick is
you
60,
clearly just showed if, your hand. The coach is more important than the quarterback.
In this situation, he's as important as a quarterback.
Okay.
As important as a quarterback.
It could be.
In this situation, yes.
It could be.
Based on what we know.
Because I go the other way and say, I don't think that Mac Jones will reach the Super Bowl winning franchise level. The Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, that type of, you know, obviously Brady and those guys.
Right.
But I don't think he'll get there.
We haven't seen evidence of that.
No.
And I'm not going to disagree
with
you.
But 6 years in.
That's why you need the coach.
6 years in. You said to 75 or so, you know, that's 6 years. They will have extended him if he's still here.
Right.
Mac Jones, right? Because you get 4 years and then the fifth year option. But you've probably locked him up long term if he's still here in year six. That means he's in that world. He's in that world of franchise
QB,
top 10 QB. He's giving you a chance. At least he's Jimmy Garoppolo, right? A Super Bowl quarterback.
Right.
Jimmy Garoppolo was one throw away from being a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And I wouldn't put him in the class of the greats. I would put him more in the Flacco Manning, he did what he needed to do at the time he needed to do it class. That, to me, is Mac Jones' ceiling.
Is Mac Jones going to get to a Super Bowl at 617 or win a Super Bowl, as Andy asked, at 617-779-7937? You mentioned Garoppolo. Was Garoppolo Bill Belichick's first choice? And I think he was. And I think he's pissed at Shanahan. I find the whole San Francisco Patriot dynamic fascinating.
Oh, fascinating.
Fascinating, because I think that Bill felt that, hey, Mike, I gave your kid a break. I gave your kid a break.
Yep.
When I sent him Jimmy Garoppolo for a deal that was very favorable to the Niners. I gave you a Super Bowl quarterback because I got to the Super Bowl, however you want to define it.
Yep.
Or however you want to criticize him. So Bill wants him back. And Kyle doesn't really respect Bill the way Mike does, from what we understand.
Well, Kyle doesn't respect anybody, it seems.
Kyle's a dink, and I just root against him.
Me too.
I do not like him. I think the way he's treated Garoppolo is terrible.
I'm with you.
I think the way that he's gone to the podium is terrible. And the fact that he's a moron, that you have this guy in Trey Lance, he may be a great quarterback. I think you could have taken any five of these guys, and it's all up in the air. I really do. And then you have to bring Garoppolo back the way you've treated him because you can't start this guy yet? I mean, that is just idiotic. So I think that Bill wanted Garoppolo. And I think that Bill felt that Kyle Shanahan owed him Garoppolo. And Shanahan didn't come through.
And I think Bill should have felt that way.
Of course.
The way they did the first deal, one call, one place, you want him.
And he did it.
Call me back in 2 minutes if you really want him. Go talk to, oh, yep, we want him. Okay, we're done here.
And he's Mike's kid, who Bill likes, and he's out of conference.
Yep.
NFC West, all that stuff.
And the same is true.
And I think that
it's not like Bill is in the NFC West and there'd be some new reason.
So, when Shanahan did not pick Mac Jones, I think it kind of screwed Bill. Because Bill wanted Jimmy G first.
But that doesn't necessarily, I know that it's been painted, Mike Giardi, the future host of the Andy Hart Show.
I mean, your favorite guy, Mike Giardi.
He painted the picture that if the 49ers took Mac Jones, Jimmy was available. If the 49ers took Trey Lance, Jimmy's not. Because one's pro-ready and one isn't.
Correct.
I don't know how true that is.
Well, he's your favorite host, so I think you'd agree with him.
Well, he's also a reporter, so he's passing along information he gets from NFL
circles.
But I
think it is true because it makes sense.
It sort of does. I mean, One guy started 17 games. One guy started 18. Like, they've started. Now, the competition level, before you jump down my throat, is different. But if you believe the narrative, Trey Lance is like the smartest quarterback anyone's ever met. Like Shanahan is in love with his football IQ and his
athletic
mind. And
accuracy? Eh.
But that's not about the smarts.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's important.
It is, and he could fail because of that. But all the late scouting reports out of North Dakota State, right, where they put a ton on his plate.
Right.
Like, they asked him to make all center, he
goes through his progressions.
So, right. The competition level aside, which is an issue, but is it possible that he's just going to be pro-ready? That he understands every... And Shanahan's system is supposed to be what? QB-friendly. 100% QB friend. Like, I'm doing most of the work over here with my headset on. You just don't screw it up on the field. You know what you're supposed to do. Right. I'll tell you what to do.
Yeah.
If it really is that, is it that impossible to say, yeah, Trey Lance could be starting either in September or early on if he's as smart as everyone says he is and the offense is as QB friendly as everyone says it is?
I think it's impossible. I don't think he starts. I mean, he played one game last year.
Okay.
Do you think he starts?
I don't rule it out like most people do.
I don't think he starts. I think that's
if
why,
all the reports are true, he's really as smart as they say he is.
Well, I think that's why Garoppolo stayed. I mean, I think you're overthinking
it. I think Garoppolo should tell Shanahan to go pork himself. Really. Like, that's where I was last Monday. When Shanahan just assassinated his character.
Right.
Was as disrespectful and dismissive as you could possibly be. And I said this with Mutt at Night right after. I don't even know what the point of that press conference availability was. What were they trying to do?
Shanahan is a dink.
I think that's what it is. Guy. Couldn't help himself.
He's just a jerk.
Because I walked away from that thinking, oh, he already knows Garoppolo's traded. They already have a deal on the back burner. It's ready to go. That's why he can say this, because he's never going to have to deal with him again. He's now Bill Belichick's problem. He's somebody else's problem. Well, he's still the 49ers' problem. And he tried to backtrack it. He said, oh, I didn't mean that. People took it this way and that way. Took what? No one misinterpreted what you said.
So what's Jimmy supposed to do, Andy? I don't understand this theory. What is he supposed... So if he tells him to go pound sand, then what? Then he trades him, and in order to get traded, he's going to have to renegotiate his money? He's going to have to take less money to go somewhere?
He can be cut.
Well, okay.
He can be cut. Yeah, and you cut me.
Yeah, okay, cut, and he loses that money.
And he gets a new job with new money.
Not the same.
You don't think he would get signed?
Not at that amount.
No, not at $25 million, but maybe a one-year deal at, I don't know, $12 to $15
million.
Why
would he do that?
Well, he's got about $100 million in the bank, first of all.
I understand that. And, I understand it, but why would he do that? Why?
It's not always about the money. It's about having some self-respect, some pride, and not playing for a guy who could not have been more disrespectful to you.
I think to have self-respect is to go prove the guy wrong.
Would you stay with your wife if she was eyeing up every other dude in the room and flirting with every other dude in the room and having a fling with every other dude in the room?
Having a fling? No.
Okay.
Well, it's not the same thing. Andy, that is not a good argument.
Other dude in the room was hotter than you. That's what he said.
That is, well, she has said that anyways. I mean, that's not a big deal. I mean, after 20 years of marriage, I mean, that's a foregone conclusion. But, I mean, that's an awful comparison. The best situation for Jimmy Garoppolo is to take his $25 million and play his ass off. Are the Niners supposed to be good?
Yes.
Okay. So the best thing for Jimmy Garoppolo to do is go out and play great with a very good team. Okay, because Lance isn't going to start week one and prove his coach wrong and keep his value in the NFL.
Sure.
And then...
I actually agree, except my emotions would not allow me to probably do that. I've made the comparison. Remember Brandon Marshall when he was upset with Josh McDaniels in Denver and was like punting footballs in the middle of practice?
Right.
That would be me if I were Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, you're
I'd
a
be
fine
throwing balls.
And that's why you're okay with your kid getting a crush.
That's why I coach every sport.
Yeah. You know, I really want you coaching my sport. Okay, so Bill doesn't get Garoppolo, right? So then Mac Jones is the consolation prize. But I don't think Bill is as pissed off for getting the consolation prize as people are making it out to be. I don't think if Bill had his druthers, he would have traded down and gone with, you know, Davis from Stanford, right? Or any of these other guys.
Mills?
Davis Mills. I forgot his last name. But I figured it was either Davis was either his first or last name, so I couldn't go
on. Either way, I'm good.
But I didn't think that he was so pissed off that he was going to go, and I'm going to go with Davis Mills, right? Or I'm going to trade down in the second round or third round and get one of these guys. I never thought he was going to do that. And I don't understand that narrative. I do think that Mac Jones was his second choice to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay. And is that okay with you? Because I'm fine with that, because I think they're probably in a similar tier.
I think that Bill's a little frustrated, and this is what came out in the press conference. He's going to have to work out. We're going to have to see where he is.
Cam is our quarterback. And the reason he said it is because he doesn't want to deal with a rookie quarterback right now. He thought he was going to get Jimmy Garoppolo, just add water, we'll go into the playoffs. Cam, it's been great. You're going to have to sit, and if you don't like it, I'll cut you. And now Bill has to sit there and go, okay, I got a rookie quarterback. I have to draft a quarterback. He's probably the best player available at that time. It's a quarterback's league. I need it. But I think he's pissed he has to develop this guy as opposed to having Garoppolo, who could have stepped right in.
Crap Sheet just told me he's excited to develop this guy.
Why do you have such a problem with Ian Rappaport?
Well, I've told you. He live-tweeted Myra Kraft's funeral. I thought it was more disrespectful than Shanahan's attack on Garoppolo.
Okay, well, I'm all for that. That's fine. But I think you have a little envy because he works for the NFL Network. Is that it?
A little bit, because I've never seen someone who knew less about football go to such heights. It really amazed me. He knew so little but he's good at what he does. He is good at what he does. Can you admit that? He's a good mouthpiece. He gets the information and regurgitates it quickly out to the masses.
He doesn't really break anything.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Occasionally. He's wrong a lot more than Schefter. He carries water more than Schefter. Like, puts stuff out there.
Well, that's the NFL Network. That's what they do.
Right.
I mean, that's part of the job.
But he breaks stories. He has information.
That's why Bert didn't get along. I mean, yes. When you go to work for the NFL Network, you're working for the Shield.
Right.
I mean, and that's just the way
it is.
It's
all positive. Bill's going to coach forever.
Right. Yeah, but how about that right now? I mean, in Bill Belichick's eyes, does he have a plan? Does he have an exit strategy?
Exit strategy?
Yeah, does he
from
think,
the team?
Yeah, does he think as soon as I get Shula's number, I'm done?
I think I've really begun to think. I mocked this in the past. I truly mocked this because I thought Jonathan Kraft would mock this. Remember when Seth Wickersham wrote, and nobody took it the way I took it. I took it literally.
Of course not.
Words. It's funny how that works.
It's
out.
It's amazing.
Lot. Seth Wickersham wrote that Bill Belichick had plans of a truly dynastic succession in New England. I took that literally. You know how that works? The king has a son. That's the next king. That's a truly dynastic succession.
Yeah, this is another with no sources, right?
Yes. I'm starting to believe he thinks, wants, or is trying to establish Steve Belichick as the next head coach of the New England Patriots.
It's insane, and it'll never happen.
I used to think that, but I don't know anymore.
Do you think
Jonathan would allow it? No.
Absolutely not.
I think as soon as Bill stepped down, Jonathan would say, Steve, good luck in your future endeavors. But I don't know that anymore. And when Seth Wickersham, a lot of words in that long feature story have been proven right, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And he wrote truly dynastic succession, and no one really paid attention to it.
So he drafted Mac Jones for his kid.
Yeah.
Mac Jones, you're screwed.
Why is he screwed? Maybe the kid's screwed.
Well, no, because I don't know if the kid can be a head coach.
Why not? Everybody loves him. You ever hear Daron Harmon and all his boys from Rutgers talk about him? They like him.
Yeah, because he went to Rutgers.
And he's been around the game forever, right? He's been learning by osmosis for like 30 years.
Okay, so if he's ready for the job, why does he need Gerard Mayo to hold his hand?
Who said he's ready for the job? He may not have been at that time. That was 2 years ago. That was when he was just getting promoted.
Okay, so why is Gerard Mayo interviewing for jobs and not Steve Belichick?
I can't answer that question on the air.
Well, no, I think that's because Gerard Mayo is more prepared to be a head coach than Steve Belichick.
I think Gerard Mayo is very impressive. Do I think Gerard Mayo benefited from the Rooney Rule and that NFL teams have to interview black coaches? Yes. I think that's a reality of the situation. There are not enough black head coaching candidates so that teams look for opportunistic people looking to interview, use each other. You're really not going to get this job, but you want to go through the process and get your name out there, come interview. It's part of the reality in the NFL these days.
But I think that Gerard Mayo's more prepared to be a head coach. I wouldn't want Gerard Mayo as a head coach before Steve Belichick.
This isn't about you.
No, I know it's not
about
me.
It's about Bill. This is about the Belichick family. Did you hear which one? Was it Stevenson? No, Ronnie Perkins, who was like, you know, to be coached by the Belichick family. And I know it wasn't Bill that talked to me. It was Steve. But that Belichick family name resonates. Like, he was giddy that Steve Belichick
took his kid.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to think in that area anymore. Like, don't we say Bill learned everything he knew from his dad?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Bill. And now Steve is next in line. He's ascending up. Can we agree he beat out Gerard Mayo? His dad gave him the defensive coordinator de facto job, correct?
How can you have credibility becoming the head coach when the only job you've had is work for your dad?
I don't know. Do a good job. Do a good job. Because it starts within the locker room, right? The reason Bill couldn't get rid of Cam is because of the locker room. That's what we were told, right?
Right.
Everybody told me that.
Well, if Bill promotes Steve Belichick, it doesn't matter if Gary Tangway goes on WEEI on a Sunday morning and says, this is nepotism, it's an embarrassment, it's this, it's that. If the guy's in the locker room, whoever the defense, Kyle Duggar. Let's say Kyle Duggar is the stud. He's like an all-pro in 2 or 3 years.
In Bill's eyes.
But who cares? Let's just say he's a stud. If Kyle Duggar believes in Steve Belichick, and Chase Winovich believes in Steve Belichick, and now maybe Christian Barmore. Maybe he's a stud defensive tackle.
What about Mac Jones? Or what about James White?
Certainly the offensive players. If everybody's on board with it, it doesn't matter what any of us think. All that matters is the players and the Kraft family. Right? Players, Kraft family, and really all that matters is the Kraft family. Not even so much the players, but that's a secondary issue. You think this is ridiculous?
I think that Bill may try it, but it'll never happen.
Okay.
It will.
But what if they're winning?
Never happen.
What if he has put Mac Jones in place? What if Steve is ascended to a more vocal role? Steve is a more active member of the team.
So Bill says, I'm going to step down, right? Or what if Bill says, I'm going to be the general manager?
Could be.
If Bill says, I'm going to be the general manager and Steve's going to be the head coach?
Could be.
Yeah. You know what?
You like it?
I don't.
Why?
When hell freezes over.
What if they do it when they're 13-4? They're 13-4. Mac Jones is the starting quarterback.
There's no way the Crafts will allow it.
Why? They're 13-4. Don't they want to just keep competing and winning? Why would you blow it up if it doesn't need to be blown up?
It's because it's personalities, because it's egos.
I thought it was about winning.
It's about winning. But
sometimes we need to subjugate our egos. I've heard Robert Kraft say that.
It'll never happen. And you know it as well as I do. When does Mac Jones become the number one? We're going to ask that to Karen Garrigian. She's going to join us next on the Boston Herald.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Covering Boston sports and beyond, Tangway and Hart on EEI.
We good with that?
I am your father.
That's a good one. Let's run that again. Can you run that one again? That's a good one. Good job, Spaz.
We good with that?
I am your father.
Oh, Bill Belichick asking Darth Vader.
And Bill's like, what does that mean? I asked you if you were good with the pick. Yeah. You're my father. How does that help me pick Mac Jones?
Spaz, I have to give you a lot of credit because the editing on that was just tremendous. I mean, the way you put the editing.
Is this backselling it?
I couldn't tell at all that that was, that just sounded so natural.
Good with that.
I think it sounds fantastic.
I think you're all, I think I
love
it's great.
It.
I
love it.
I mean, Andy and Spaz are now new best friends.
Damn right. We got creativity. We got intelligence. All the things we lacked with Eamon, we added to the show.
All right, let's go to Karen Garigan joins us right now. Eamon, we love you. Karen Garigan is with us, and everybody loves Karen on the Harbor One Hotline of the Boston Herald. Karen, how you doing? Welcome to Tangway and Hart.
Care Bear.
What's
How
up, Kid?
How are you?
How are you?
Hey.
Listen, doing
Andy.
Great.
Andy. Yes. Hello. I guess say hi to Andy, too.
I did. Yeah. I felt a little left out there. I felt
no,
third wheel.
I got it in. I slipped it in.
Thanks, KG.
So. All right. So you've been hard at work doing great stuff on Mac Jones. In one of your articles, you talked to Charlie Weiss, which I think is a great guy to talk to.
Yep.
When it comes to, you know, is this guy a fit or not? And, you know, and Charlie is all in. It seems to be, and it makes sense.
He's been the president of the Mac Jones fan club for quite a while.
Yep.
But I think, as you said, most of it is coming from a place of knowing the offense and knowing what works or what type of quarterback you need to be effective in that offense. And granted, the offense has evolved a bit over time. But the principles are still the same, and from that perspective, Mac Jones is a perfect fit.
And I think the interesting thing is people jump to conclusions, oh, Charlie coached Tom Brady, but we need to remember, when Charlie coached Tom Brady, he was not the GOAT. He was the game manager, right? He was just winning, even though he didn't put up stats. And I think that's interesting that Charlie sees Mac Jones capable of maybe being the early years Tom Brady, right?
That's a perfect analogy and a perfect idea here about what I think you're going to see with Mac Jones. And this was even before Mac Jones came. They're going for the power offense, the power running game. And basically the quarterback has to make a few plays here and there. Right. But they're going to run it down your throat. And that was kind of forecast, you know, beforehand. But the pick of the running back in the fourth or fifth round, Ramondre Stevenson, just kind of reemphasized where they're going with the offense. And again, that those early years with Brady were very, very similar.
Sure.
So, and by the flip side, defense is they're going to win running the ball and playing great defense.
Karen Garigan's our guest from the Boston Herald on the Harbor One Hotline, and I do have a wonderful column up at WEI.com saying that Mac Jones is Tom Brady. At the moment, Karen, would you agree?
Going back to his first years, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I don't.
Who knows down the road? Who knows down the road? But it's because of what you just said. Bad body, accurate, good head.
Let's establish the baseline. No one will ever be Tom Brady.
Right.
So, with that being said, he has many of the characteristics and traits that Brady exhibited throughout his career, but more specifically as a prospect. And again, that's what's made him so attractive to the Patriots. The quick release, and more than anything, I think, the ability to stand under center and look out and know what he's seeing. Because I don't think Cam quite had that skill last year. And this offense, you need to know what you're seeing out there. The receivers have to know the same thing, so you know where you're going if the play call isn't right. Mac Jones knows instantly what's going on. At least that's what he exhibited. He could read defenses and get the ball where it needed to go. That is a huge, huge element of what the Patriots do on offense.
Something else that I think is huge, maybe I'm making too much of it, I think Mac Jones genuinely wanted to be a New England Patriot. Not, oh, after they picked me, I'm going to tell everyone that's where I wanted to land. I think he legitimately wanted to come to Foxborough, and he knows what that means. He knows that means you're going to get the crap kicked out of you by the coaching staff. You're going to get shot down, you know, made fun of. There's going to be yelling. I think it's important that he truly wants to be the next quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Right, because it's not for everyone.
It's true.
But I think being from Alabama, being coached by Nick Saban, it's kind of the dress rehearsal a little bit. And if Mac Jones could thrive in that system with, you know, another legend at the helm, another legend who's tough, you want more of the same. Why wouldn't you want more of the same? I like the fact that he wanted more of the same as opposed to some guys who are like, oh, I've had enough of this. Let me go where it's a little easier.
Right.
So yeah, I think I think that is a good sign from Mac Jones.
Okay, so we've fluffed Mac Jones up for 10 minutes now. Do you think the Patriots can and will win a Super Bowl with Mac Jones at some point?
Well, I'll tell you, they're certainly going to give it the old college try.
Oh, boy. Come on, Karen. Come on, Karen. Come on, Karen.
I'll get there. Because, obviously, Belichick, with all the money he spent in free agency, putting all the rebuilding the whole roster, the guy wants to win now.
Well, he
There's
has
no
to win now.
Doubt or question about that. He doesn't want a long rebuild. And, again, I don't know about the reaction in the war room there that was just kind of, you know, it was like a wake. when they picked Mac Jones, I'm guessing that was more like Bill wanted Jimmy Garoppolo
right.
again for the win now, win
right.
now, win now. Will Mac Jones win now? Maybe not, but I think eventually if they keep a team around him and he's the quarterback that you think he is, I think they can win with him. So there, I got around to it.
Yeah, there you go, Karen. Way to go. Way to stick the landing. Will he start this year? I want him to start week one. I'm tired of Cam Newton. I don't think he's going to start week one because I just don't think Bill's going to throw him to the wolves. But I think that this kid, I mean, my God, I mean, Karen, he's got to be better than Newton was last year. I mean, there's no, he's got to be.
Well, I'll say a couple things about that because, you know me, I like to chat.
That's why we like you, Karen.
Well, first off, Bill is typically allergic to rookies.
He is.
I mean, especially, you know, first-year players, he wants them to learn, and then maybe you see them in the second year. He's had great running backs. Hello, James White. Hello, Damian Harris. Basically, redshirt their first year. It happens across the board because he wants them to learn, and he doesn't trust rookies. Now, if you're talking about a quarterback, double down on that. Now, all that being said, it's not like he has some superstar at quarterback. He was. Cam Newton was a superstar at one time. And he's a guy a lot of these Justin Fields and so on emulate, or whatever. But right now, he's a beaten-up quarterback. So I don't think Jones will get a chance early, but if Newton can't hold up his end, either Stidham or Jones will
whoa,
get
whoa,
that
whoa,
chance.
Whoa, 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 Stidham? What? Who? Stidham? You think?
Again, Bill is allergic to rookies.
Oh, my God. But I mean, but you know, Karen, if I look, I believe this is Bill's pick. I'm not buying into the whole thing where Robert Kraft had to say, you have to take this guy. I mean, I think it was obvious what the Patriots needed. He needed to get the best quarterback available to him at the time. All right? And I do think it's the perfect fit. But, I mean, my God, if Stidham plays before Jones, I think Robert's going to come down from the flipping suite himself and grab the headset. You guys think Stidham could play ahead
of
Jones?
If he earns it, if he has a good summer and Jones doesn't, yeah, I think he could earn the number two job.
God.
I do.
God. Oh, my God.
You just want him to give it to Jones, even if he stinks?
I just want to see Jones play.
He's not ready?
I'm sorry.
He will not give it to Jones.
Well, Jones has got to earn it. I mean, does anybody think that Jones, I mean, Karen, I'll start with you. I mean, do you think there's any way that Jones could not beat out Stidham? I mean, he's got to. Stidham sucks.
Oh, you don't have to be mean.
Sorry, I know it's Sunday, God's day. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, that's what I would do. But again, what little experience Stidham has is more than the zero experience Jones has. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I mean, I know it's hot take Sunday morning, but take a reasonable approach. Like no,
why do that? Why would we do that?
Because we want to be smarter.
No, we don't. That never
again,
works.
You it's Belichick who we're talking about. That's no, all. But has he changed? Will he change? I would love to see it. I would love to see it. But he's not putting somebody out there just to put him out there.
All right. But is it solely his decision? Because if we are to believe the war room footage, this was a collaborative effort in taking Mac Jones. So could it be a collaborative effort with Josh McDaniels and others as to when Mac Jones plays? Has Bill changed in that way?
Well, I wasn't buying the footage. I'm sorry.
I wasn't either. No.
Sorry.
It's a good performance, no, though, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of enthusiasm in that. Everyone agree with us? Huh?
Well, like Andy said, some of the guys were shocked. They didn't know what to say.
I'm not sure Matt Groh knew that Bill knew his name before he said, Matt Groh, you listening? You interested?
We good? Do you put it this way? Do you think after he said that, anyone was going to step in and say, no, Bill?
No.
Andy was saying, someone was hoping, no, I think we should trade down and take a tackle.
Yeah, trade down. There's a good tackle on the board, Bill.
All right, Karen.
We'll see. I would love it if Jones got in there eventually, but I'm going to say if he does get in there, it's because whatever Bill has seen, he trusts the kid can do the job.
So let me ask you a totally different topic question that we kind of been kicking around here this morning and about a kid doing a job. Is there any way in hell that Steve Belichick could be the next head coach of the New England Patriots?
Well, sure, there's a way. He has the last name.
Yeah, over every Kraft's dead body.
Well, that was my next line. Robert Kraft, the Krafts are making the choice.
Right.
So, I know, Bill's grooming his kid for sure. There's no question about it. But I think, obviously, Bill doesn't own the team. So he might want it and push it. But unless he's staying with the organization in some capacity, which I don't think will happen, Kraft is making that call.
I just don't think that the players are going to respect the guy who got the job from Daddy. And Andy has said that everybody in the locker room raves about Steve. Well, why the hell wouldn't they? You're not going to bitch about the boss's kid. I mean, come on, nobody. No, listen, the perception with Steve Belichick, fair or not, from the outside is he doesn't deserve the job.
No, but that's also how football works. Look across the league. Nepotism, insider is the way you get coaching
jobs. I know.
I mean,
you just mentioned Groh. Is that Al Groh's kid or grandkid?
Yes.
Exactly.
Al Groh's kid. Shanahan is Mike Shanahan's kid.
Kyle Shanahan.
Kubiak. They're all over the place. Pete Carroll's kid is on his staff.
And Kyle Shanahan is a flipping disaster, and he's a dink.
Well, he's been to the Super Bowl twice.
Yeah, and he blew the Super Bowl.
I'd rather blow a Super Bowl than not go.
Anyways, Karen, listen. Karen, before we let you go, I think that while we're generally negative here, I'd say for Belichick, and the pressure was on Belichick, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we all know. Mm-hmm. Something had to go down. I give him an A-plus for the draft based on what we know. I mean, I don't know if any of these guys are going to be any good, but I think he did a great job. I mean, I do.
Tanaway giving out an A-plus.
I don't know if Joshua Bledsoe is going to be any good or McGrone. I mean, Karen mentioned the running back. She mentioned Stevenson. Fine.
Big old
But, I mean, you talk about, like, at least the top three picks look like good picks.
Can I nitpick
as
to why it was? It's not an A-plus in my book.
Ooh, I like it. Go ahead.
For it.
Well, there were some pretty good slot receivers that they passed on.
It's true.
And, again, maybe filling in Julian Edelman's role, wasn't the top priority given they have a bunch of tight ends now. But, I mean, you would have liked to see that. And, again, next year I'm going to be interested to watch as if both Gilmore and J.C. Jackson leave, how they're going to fill the cornerback spot.
Okay. Well, all right. Listen, that's fair. I predict Kendrick Bourne is going to be. He's going to have a coming out party.
Go, great.
I finally got his name right. I kept calling him Byrne. But Bourne, I think, is going to be, I think he's the sleeper. I think he's the sleeper.
But again, it's just a little nitpick.
Yeah, it's
fine.
No, but here's the one thing I will say.
I think it's an A. I just wouldn't give it an A+.
Well, I think that Bill sucks at picking receivers, so I'm glad when he doesn't pick receivers.
Yeah, but you still need receivers.
Yeah, I know. But he got him in free agency.
Yeah, but isn't it a collaborative, Gary?
That's right, Karen.
What does Matt Groh do with receivers?
You know things are good when Karen Garrigan is getting he's using satire. I'll tell you that right now. You know it's a good day when the saint of the Patriot beat is getting satirical. Karen, we love you. Thanks for coming on. Read Karen in the Herald.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, right, KG.
See you later. Bye-bye.
The original KG in this town.
That's right. Karen Garrigan of the Boston Herald on the Harbor One hotline. Some calls on Mac Jones. Is he going to win a Super Bowl for the Patriots? Coming up.
We're right back to it. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Do you think the Patriots can and will win a Super Bowl with Mac Jones at some point?
Well, I'll tell you, they're certainly going to give it the old college try.
Oh, boy. Come on, Karen. Come on, Karen. Come on, Karen.
I'll get there. because, obviously, Belichick, with all the money he spent in free agency, essentially rebuilding the whole roster, the guy wants to win now.
Well,
there's no doubt or question about that. He doesn't want a long rebuild. Again, I don't know about the reaction in the war room there that was just kind of, it was like a wake when they picked Mac Jones. I'm guessing that was more like Bill wanted Jimmy Garoppolo,
right,
again for the win now.
Great stuff, Karen Garrigan, Boston Herald, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. Tangway and Hart, 617-779-7937 at Sports Radio WEEI. Red Sox baseball coming up at 1:35. Okay. Let's grab some calls. That's right. Bill Belichick continued to ask some others about what they thought of the Mac Jones pick.
We good with that.
That's pretty impressive. But we like it the old way a little bit better, don't we?
Oh, wow. So the Don.
The Donald.
He was against it. He wanted Brady back.
Well, you know the Belichick and the Donald. Let's play that again. Let's play that again.
Good with that.
That's pretty impressive. But we like it the old way a little bit better, don't we?
You want Brady back, or maybe he's hopefully get your... Well, we know that Brady and Trump are tight.
Yeah,
well, I mean, at least Trump thinks so.
They were tight. I think they stopped being tight when Tom Brady didn't go to the White House and instead was at an Apple store buying a watch or something.
But we know Belichick and the Donald are pretty tight. So Bill was asking everybody.
But maybe the Don was talking about Jimmy. I liked it the old way. He wanted to go back to the
Well, I think we all agree on this. And Karen Garrigan joins us from the Herald. We all agree that Bill's first choice was Garoppolo. And I think that, quite frankly, Shanahan screwed him over.
One thing we haven't touched on, really, is Fields. Fields was an interesting guy through this whole process. If you remember, there was sort of the one side was Mike Lombardi, Jim Nagy, both former Patriots employees, saying
right,
he doesn't really fit their offense and what they want to do. I think Lombardi said he doesn't throw anything like Tom Brady. His mechanics are very different. And then Fields, there were other rumors. Daniel Jeremiah, I think, was
right,
at one
NFL
point.
Network.
Talking about a lot of buzz at the Patriots like Fields.
There was a lot of buzz everywhere.
No, I know, but they chose not to trade up. They could have done the Bears deal, right? Give up a future first round pick
right,
to move from 15 up to 11, it was, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, back up to 11, right.
A, did you want them to do that?
No.
And B, do you think there was any consideration there?
No. And I think that was the right move, because I think that if you're sitting there and you're...
You know you're not getting the play-by-play job, right?
Yeah. That, no,
you
those
feel
days
like you're a
over.
Honk again.
That's, I would have to take a pay cut.
What Bill did that. Was the right move.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've had an identity crisis. I mean,
I know. That's why I'm worried it's coming back around.
Well, that's what happens when I actually agree with the team. People wonder, like, yeah. Where's the fix?
So you honestly believe they should not have done that?
Yes.
Because my co-hosts on the WEEI post-draft show on Thursday and Friday night, Brian Barrett and Chris Schein, were both adamant that they should have traded up for Justin Fields.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
He's the future of NFL football.
Because there are questions about each one of the top five quarterbacks, all right? All of them had questions. And to me, they're all a risk. Even the number one kid, Lawrence. I mean, I think they all have the equal amount to be successful. I really do.
Really?
I do. I really. Well,
you think
you know what? No, you know what? I'm not a Zach Wilson guy at all. I think he's a putz. I think he's a daddy's boy. I don't think that's going to work. And Aiden, you want to talk about... You want to get on Lance for not having a schedule. I mean, how about BYU? I mean, that was a joke. I'm not a Wilson guy at all. I don't know why anybody fell in love with that guy. I don't know why anybody said that Zach Wilson's better than Trey Lance or better than Mac Jones.
Well, he's fun to watch. I mean, his athleticism is.
But I mean, listen, alluring. I heard Charlie Weiss say this. He wasn't a captain. Does that tell you anything? I mean, he wasn't a captain. He's a
quarterback. Did anybody go to his birthday party?
He wasn't a captain.
No one went to his birthday party either. You probably don't get that reference.
I do, yes, because I heard that no one went to his birthday party.
What's the reference? It's a reference.
That nobody showed up at his birthday party.
No, it's from Draft Day, the movie.
Oh, from a Kevin Costner movie?
Yeah.
That's terrible. I didn't watch it. I wasn't in it. Why
you don't watch bad movies?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird. I've never seen any of your movies.
I only watch movies. No, that's not true, Andy.
I saw it.
No, go to Stephen Fall River. Can you get Squeeze Steve?
Yes, I know, but
he
let me answer the damn question.
I don't even know. You're taking too long.
Oh, my God, you nag me.
You're taking
too
long.
Just nag me. No, I don't think it was worth up giving draft collateral to go get Fields as opposed to taking Jones, because I think you have just as good a chance of being successful with Jones than Fields.
So I'd like you to go to Stephen Fall River, because he's a believer that franchise QBs are all luck, and you think the same.
Steve, make it quick.
First of all, Gary, you're very insensitive for not asking how your co-host is, because I don't think he's had a night's sleep until he figured out if Mac Jones is the first pick of Belichick or if they settled for him. Because how much better is my chance? That's almost what it's like with these guys. Don't look dumb like Chicago. Go up again and burn another number one, and then find out the guy's not right. One last thing: do not re-up this guy until the last year of his contract, even if he goes Jared Goff or Mark Sanchez and has success in the first 2 years. I'm going to have to trademark my Steve from Fall River rule. Mr. Hart will elaborate. Have a great day.
Steve, you're the best. By the way, that was a different luck. Steve from Fall River.
No,
I thought it was somebody else.
That was Steve from Fall River.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was another guy. Also, I would have put him on sooner.
That's Steve from Fall River, though. I don't know who you're talking about.
Sorry, I thought it was another guy.
I appreciate him noting that I haven't had a lot of sleep in the last few days. Some of us are working 24/7 covering this damn draft.
Andy, you worked for Patriots.com for how many years?
18.
And you did not work then. So if you
damn right I did.
No, you didn't.
I worked very hard.
No, you don't.
Who do you think carried Paul Perillo?
No, you don't.
Carrying Paul is something, that's
work
a feat.
Work it, whatever they call it now, Patriots.com. Working for that outfit is a cushy gig. Please. David, you're up on WEEI.
David.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
What's up?
Good. I just want to give it a little different take. My feeling is I'm a private investigator. I did a lot of investigation work for the police down in Connecticut for 20-something years. I know that this case on Deshaun Watson's falling apart down there.
And it is.
He hasn't been charged with any crimes. And my feeling is, and Belichick is desperate. That I agree with Karen. He is desperate to win. He just let the best quarterback of all time go. Patriot fans are pissed. I think he's on the hot seat. I think they're going to trade Mac Jones, probably Stephon Gilmore, maybe a couple picks, and they're going to get Deshaun Watson. And I think this is the plan that's been out. And he had to get a quarterback in the draft. He can't win. Mac Jones can't win now. He had the best receiver. He had better receivers in Alabama than the Patriots have now.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I think, David, I appreciate your insight, but I just don't think you can compare a college receiver, no matter what level, to a guy that's been in the NFL. I mean, you just can't. I don't. You and I disagree. I think that's saying he has better receivers.
We disagree because one of us is right and one of us is wrong.
I know. It's great to be right. It's great to be me.
Someday you will be.
I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to play in the NFL again. I don't
think. Well, there were reports that the Patriots were one of the teams that checked in on him.
They were, and they're doing the due diligence.
Now, the question,
there's no way that Robert Kraft is allowing Deshaun Watson to come here.
What if it all just goes away?
I think he's not coming to New England.
Why? If it all just goes away, no, blown up, misunderstanding, false reports, lying.
There's too many accusations.
Hey, there could be 22 lies.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
What's the limit on lies? A dozen?
What about the woman that was anonymous, I think, in Sports Illustrated,
that is not pressing charges?
That is not looking for money?
I don't know. You don't have to get choked up over it.
What about that one? I know. But what about her who's got no skin in the game?
And I would believe it a little bit more, this conspiracy theory, if they hadn't drafted Mac Jones or if the Texans hadn't drafted your guy, Davis. Who has a last name? It's Mills, right?
Like, is it Mills Davis? Davis Mills. It could be Mills
Davis. If some of that had changed, I might buy. I love conspiracy theories.
I know you do.
They're fun to talk about.
Yes, they are.
Okay. But the Patriots drafted a quarterback and the Texans drafted a quarterback. So it doesn't even feel like there's an automatic, oh, the Patriots didn't draft a QB, so they still need one. They're right. going to get Deshaun. Or what if the Texans hadn't drafted one and you drafted Mac Jones? And you could say, well, you drafted Mac Jones for the Texans. That's who Nick wants. Nice. Calm, cool, like there's no scandals in the closet. It'd be a nice transition to him when he trades.
And Deshaun Watson comes here?
Yeah.
Yeah, no way.
But right now I can't sell myself.
You could try to, yeah.
It would be a hard sell.
It would be, it's a no sell.
It's a hard sell, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh boy. Oh my God. I'm working with a child. I was talking about his jail cell.
It's a hard jail cell.
I am just working with a child.
I am. You should appreciate working with a child. It'll keep you young.
It'll give me gray hair. Bill Belichick. Has he gotten lazy? That's coming up next hour on Mac Jones.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.